Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
sit down before we shout.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hosanna, Lord, we love you. We just thank God for this opportunity again to come together for a pouring in on today. So, Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Welcome everyone to our Saturday school lessons. Make sure you invite someone to our Saturday school. We try to keep it, you know, brief, but detailed. Amen. So that the, you know, a lot of people think, well, how long is the class? And how long y'all in there? But we pray the Holy Spirit will move mighty in this class. The time is ranging between 30 minutes to an hour, just depending on the lesson for that particular time on Saturday. But no more than an hour. You know, the other times are set up for questions or comments. So let us pray as we enter in again. Welcome everyone that's here, that have called in, and those that are actually logged on. We actually like for you to call in to be a part of it. So when there's a time to open up for questions or comments, we want to hear from you. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity that you've given us, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And we thank you for your love. We thank you for sending your son, oh God, that you loved us so much. We thank you for your word is true. It heals us. It delivers us. It sanctifies us. It redeems. It makes all things new. So we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Even right now, as we receive a point, you know, we ask you to open up the channels of our spirit so we can receive all that you have us receive in this Saturday lesson, as God, as we are studying, fasting for breakthrough and deliverance, of God, that we will, hallelujah, that we will be obedient to the call of the fast you called us to, amen, and to fulfill it, hallelujah, so that we can receive our breakthrough, our deliverance, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let it be done, oh God. Let it be thy will, oh God, this day as we study, as we enter in to receive. Let us receive all, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your word says, if one lack wisdom, that we can come to you and ask. So we come asking on today that we receive the wisdom, oh God, and knowledge that coming from you, and that we will apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh Lord. We come against every unteachable spirit right now, every spirit of confusion, every hindering spirit, every spirit of doubt, disbelief. We come against it right now. Any spirit that will take us off course, we come against you right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we enter in, we decree and declare deliverance right now and breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I thank God for you and your commitment on today to be here on a Saturday at noon. There's so many things that we can do or be doing, but you decided, you know what, I'm gonna sit down or come aside so I can receive what God is saying for my life. So I thank God for you. And I said it this morning to my family. A lot of times we have so much stuff we want to do, need to do, or think that's important, and we put God's things on the back burner. We'll get to that later, or I could do that later. But while we still have time, because we don't make time, we take time. God makes time. He gives us the time. We take it. And so we thank God for making time available for us today. Amen. And so I'm so happy to be here. Again, we are studying. We're studying our lesson of study of fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. Amen. Living life of fasting and prayer. Not just fasting, but when you fast, you must be praying. You must enter in. You must come aside to receive what God is saying and what they are pouring in. So if you're just fasting, you're just on a diet, basically. Amen. So today, you all, we're talking about fasting to overcome unbelief and doubt. How many of us can honestly admit that we are dealing with unbelief and doubt when it comes to us and even others? So today, we're talking about fasting to overcome unbelief and doubt. Matthew, the book of Matthew, if we turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. You can write most of these scriptures down, you all, and go back to it any time. Amen. Matthew chapter 13, verse 58, it reads, and he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. A lot of us are not receiving our breakthrough, our healing. A are deliverance because of our unbelief. Matthew 13:58 says, and he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. When we look at Matthew 17:20, Matthew 17:20 in King James Version, it says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, so verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So your unbelief is an empty, and it's like, unbelief is an enemy, hallelujah, to operating in the miraculous. I want you to understand that. Unbelief is an enemy to operate in the miraculous. Jesus could not operate in the power of God because of the unbelief of the people. Understand, faith unlocks. It unlocks. Faith unlocks. You got to believe. Faith, you have to believe. Amen. The disciples could not cast out a strong demon because of unbelief. So it is important to drive unbelief from your life. It is important to drive unbelief from your life. And one of the ways this is accomplished is through prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting helps us clear obstacles to our faith and faith-filled actions. During the healing revival, you all, there are many people that came and needed healing. Many people came into a healing ministry through fasting and prayer. God has blessed us with a healing and deliverance ministry. But we have to be fasting and praying and seeking God always, always. So you all, if you're just now tuning in or logging on, we're talking about fasting to overcome unbelief and doubt. Unbelief and doubt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So understanding this all, let us pray. I want to pray this prayer. Prayers that release special faith. You know, so you, I hope you all heard that song by, what is his name, Marvin Wine, and she says, Lord, I need a little more faith. I need a little more faith. So I want to pray prayers that release special faith today. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord God, that you did not give us a spirit of fear. Amen. But of love, power, and a sound mind. So we go into in prayer by faith. Amen. We will forsake any bondage that seeks to entrap us, looking for by faith, and set my eyes on him who is invisible. We decree and declare that by faith we will walk through our trials on dry ground, and our enemies will, hallelujah, and our enemies will be drowned. Amen. Hallelujah. We will encircle the immovable walls in our lives by our faith, and those walls will fall down. Amen. We will subdue kingdoms, rain down righteousness, obtain promises, and stop the mouths of lions because of our faith. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are established and anointed by God. We activate our mercy seat faith and say to this mountain of sickness and disease in our life, be removed and go to another place. Nothing will be impossible to us. Amen. We declare right now that we have uncommon great faith in the power of Jesus Christ, faith that cannot be found anywhere else. Amen. We pray as your anointed disciples pray, Lord God, increase our faith right now. As we come on one accord, trusting and believing, we decree and declare that we will not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but we will stand strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our faith increases the more we hear and hear by the word of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We declare that we feel the substance of and see the evidence of things that we have faith for. Amen. We see through the eyes of faith, the promise of things out far, amen, and we are persuaded, amen, of their reality. We embrace them, knowing that we are a stranger and pilgrim on this earth, amen. We will stand firm and not waver. We will come boldly before God, acting in faith, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not suffer shipwreck in our life because we have faith and a good conscience, amen. We declare and declare that our faith works together with our works, amen, and by our works, our faith is made perfect, amen. We will show our faith to by the miracles, hallelujah, that we do in the name of Jesus Christ. Because of our faith in Jesus, we have boldness and confidence, access to approach God right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We are sons and daughters of Abraham because we have faith. We are sons and daughters of God because we have faith in Christ Jesus. We go in peace because our faith have saved us. Amen. Our faith is alive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God has given us the gift of faith, and we receive it and we operate in it to the fullness in the name of Jesus Christ. We have faith in God. Let it be, hallelujah, to us according by our faith, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare that no man has dominion over our faith. We stand by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Like Stephen, we do great wonders and signs because we are full of faith. Our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We will not be sluggish. We will imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you that the just shall live by faith. The rights of God is revealed to us through the faith in Jesus. We are justified by faith in Jesus. Amen. We have access by faith to the grace of God. We are raised to life through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. By faith, we receive the promises of God in our life. Our faith and hope are all in God. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Our faith will not fail. Amen. By faith, the promise of God is sure to us, the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah to your name, God. We pray right now. We pray the prayer of faith, and we will see the sick saved and raised up. Amen. We take the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Amen. We put on the breastplate of faith and love, and we walk in it to the full measure in Christ Jesus. Amen. We obtain for ourselves good standing and great boldness in our faith in Jesus Christ's holy name. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you. Will you decree and declare it over your life right now in the name of Jesus Christ that it is so and it shall be no other way. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you're just now getting online here in Saturday lesson, we are talking about faith. We're talking about faith. You are operating faith and sure faith. Faith is to overcome unbelief and doubt. When you have doubt and unbelief, you're operating with no faith. Hallelujah. But you have to have faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you pray that prayer today by faith, may it be unto you and all that's in your home. Amen, 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 amen. So let's talk a little about you about fasting to break the spirit of poverty. Some people have lived a life of pure poverty, even as a child, you know, as a young adult, and even up in their elderly time now, living a life of poverty. It's just been passed down and passed down. We don't have to live that way. Our children don't have to live in poverty. So we can fast to break the spirit of poverty. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Joel, and I'm going to go to several scriptures in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 15, 18-19, 24-25. That's the book of Joel, chapter 2. I suggest just read the whole chapter in chapter 2. For yourself for better understanding. The Bible says, blow the ram's horn in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly. Then the Lord became jealous for his land and took pity upon his people. So the Lord answered and said to his people, here I am sending you grain, new wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will never again make you a disgrace among the nations. Then the threshing floors will be filled with grain, and the vats will overflow with new wine and oil, and I will compensate you for the years the locusts have eaten. Hallelujah. So there are believers who give. They believe God. They feel so bad because they can't seem to get a financial breakthrough. They can't seem to get employment or opportunities for their business. They can't seem to overcome, and they get depressed. They begin to feel as though they don't have enough faith, and maybe they don't believe God enough, or maybe they're not saved like someone else, or maybe they aren't close to God, or maybe God doesn't like them, or maybe God doesn't favor them the way he favors others. It could be a stubborn spirit, you are, of poverty that's been in their family for generations, a curse or a generational spirit. And that thing just will not let go. But I believe that with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. It may be time, it may be a time to fast and pray until breakthrough comes. in the book of Joel, you all, the prophet gave the people the proper response to the locust invasion that can help believers today as they seek deliverance in the area of their finances. Locusts, you all, represent demons that devour. You got to think about locusts, the devouring. So that's a devouring spirit. So locust represents a spirit of poverty and lack. The locust had come upon Israel and devoured the harvest. So Joel encouraged the people to fast and repent. God promised to hear their prayers and answer by sending corn, wine, and oil. Corn, wine, and oil represents prosperity. Corn, wine, and oil represents prosperity. Fasting breaks the spirit of poverty and releases the spirit of prosperity. Amen? Amen? Amen. In my walk, you all have seen countless numbers of believers struggle in the area of their finances. Prosperity is elusive to many. So this is because the demons of poverty have not been bound through fasting and prayer. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 83, you can read that whole chapter, chapter 8, God allowed the people to hunger in the wilderness by feeding them with only manna. They ate manna for 40 years. This preceded their entrance into the promised land. So fasting has prepared a believer for the good land. See, this is a land without scarceness, without lack. This is a land with no lack, you all. Fasting humbles the soul. Fasting humbles the soul. So God rewards those who fast. Look at the book of Matthew 6 and 18. Matthew 6 and 18. And also you can look at Psalm 35 and 13. They say fasting, it humbles our soul. It humbles the soul. You are tremendous blessings of release for those who understand the power of fasting and do it. Amen. Fasting is one of the ways we can break generational strongholds of poverty. Fasting prepares a believer for prosperity by bringing him or her into a place of humility. God has promised to exalt the humble, according to 1 Peter 5 and 6. According to 1 Peter 5 and 6. Financial promotion is part of this, you all, exhortation. I want you to understand that when you're exalted, this is part of it. God gives grace, favor to the humble, according to James 4 and 6. God gives grace to the humble. So favor is a part of financial prosperity. Fasting releases grace and favor upon a person's life. This will break the cycle of poverty and failure. Amen. If you just been tuning in, hallelujah. If you just didn't get on with us, we're still in our Saturday lessons. We're still talking about fasting for breakthrough and deliverance, and specifically right now, fasting to break the spirit of poverty. So right now we want to pray this prayer. Then I'm going to open up the lines for anyone that has any questions or comments. And then we're going to wrap up here today here at the 30-minute mark. That's okay with everyone. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We right now in Jesus' name as we come on one accord, believing and trusting our God. Hallelujah. Father God, for all that we pray for by faith and operating in pure faith, oh God, knowing that you can do all things fulfilled. We break all assignments of the enemy against our finances right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. We break our curse of poverty, lack, debt, and failure in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added unto us according to Matthew 6 and 33. Amen. We rebuke and cast out all spears of cankerworm, palmer worm, caterpillar, locust, that will eat up our blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Joel 2 and 25. Lord, teach us to profit and lead us in the way we should go, according to Isaiah 48 and 17. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, according to Genesis 22 and 14. You are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Amen. Wealth and riches are in our house because we fear you and delight greatly in your commandments. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that we decree and declare the blessing of the Lord upon our life that makes us rich and add no sorrow. We're blessed in our coming in and going out. Amen. We are God's servant, and he takes pleasure in our prosperity. Lord, we thank you. Jesus became poor that through your poverty we may be richer, and we receive it right now in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we meditate on the word day and night, and hallelujah, and whatever we do, prosper. Amen. Let peace be within our walls and prosperity within our palace, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are your servant, Lord. Prosper us. Amen. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the God of heaven will prosper us. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. We live in prosperity of the King. through your favor, we will be a prosperous person. We declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you have called us, and you will make our way prosperous. Amen. Lord, release the wealth of the wicked into our hands right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bring us into a wealthy place, oh God. We give it. It is given to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, open the floodgates of heaven over our lives, and we receive more than enough right now in the name of Jesus Christ to overflow. We thank you, Lord God, for the overflow of blessings and favor. Amen. Oh, Lord, let every hole in our bag be closed in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke the devour, oh God, for our sake. Amen. Hallelujah. Let your showers of blessing come upon our life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our bags overflow, God, according to Joel 2 and 24. Let our barns be filled with plenty and our presses be burst with new wine, according to Proverbs 3 and 10. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command your blessing upon our storehouse, oh God. Let our barns be full and overflowing. Let our sheep bring 4,000 and 10,000. Let our oxen be strong to labor, oh God, according to Psalm 144, 13 through 14. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, bring us into a good land without scatters and record. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by faith into this soul that every spirit of poverty has been broken, the spirit of lack has been broken and destroyed off our lives and those of our family members. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are blessed. Hallelujah. There's no lack. Hallelujah. And we're increasing in blessings and favor from God. Our finances are increasing. There's no lack in our house, and we thank you, Lord. It is so. And we decree and declare in Jesus' name that God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. If you pray that prayer by faith and you believe it, so shall it be unto you and all in your household. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, if you have any questions or comments about the lesson today, hallelujah, as we are still in our lesson and study, fasting for breakthrough and deliverance, but just breaking it down, hallelujah, bit by bit so we can have a better understanding as we have covered here today in our lesson, fasting to overcome unbelief and doubt, and then praying about it. And then also here today, we're talking about fasting to break the spirit of poverty and praying about it. Amen. So if you have any questions or comments, please press 1 at this time. We want to hear from you. Amen. We want to hear from you now. Press 1. We'll give you a moment here to press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, don't hold back. You know, if you have a question or comment, we want to hear from you. This is the opportunity. On Sundays, we don't have that opportunity when the pastor is preaching. You know, Bible study, we have a little more time. Saturday, I feel like we have more time than we do on Wednesdays. But if you have any questions or comments at this time, please feel free to press 1. Amen. I hope you all got something from the lesson on today as we are continuing in our lesson of fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. I know a lot of us are waiting, including myself, and believing God for healing, you know, for breakthrough in our healing, you know, being delivered from whatever it is that has been pinging us, just to have that day of victory. I want you to know you can shout right now, it is victory, believing and trusting God for it. And sometimes it requires us to fast and to pray to come aside, to come aside. Amen. Ask God to strengthen you. Ask God, what fast, Lord, will you have me to be on? And give me the strength, oh God, to complete it. Amen. To be strong in it, to walk in it. Hallelujah. Amen. So I guess everyone has a good understanding about a lesson on today. I thank God for you. Again, I thank God for the opportunity to stand in position on today and to be used. Amen. Again, we just thank God. Let us pray as we pray, as we leave this line and never the presence of God, know that God is with us, that he never leave us nor forsake us. I pray for your household. I ask that you pray for mine as well. That the blessing of the Lord be upon your home. I pray that God will give you the fast that God is calling you to, that you will complete it in all that you are asking God to do according to his will, plan, and purpose for your life, that it be done for you. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for one more time as you received on today. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that went forth, Lord God, and that we believe, Lord God. We thank you for increasing our faith, Lord God, for the breakthrough, for deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, that this poverty, left and death has been destroyed off our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. That we now operate in pure faith, Lord God, overcoming unbelief and doubt. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, I ask that you continue to guide us and keep us, Lord God. And Lord, I ask that you bless
bless our latter days greater than our beginnings, oh God, that you will use us mighty, oh God. And I ask in Jesus' name that you allow every scripture, every word to take root in us and manifest itself in our actions. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. We give it all over to you, Lord. Give us the word that you have us to give. Hallelujah. To others that will help them, oh God, if they will ask, how can I be saved, to the unbelievers and those that have been led astray, that they will come back. Amen. They will come back to you, Father God, and we thank you. It's all about you, not about us. We decree and declare your love upon our life. We love you, Lord. We thank you for loving us first, that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who loves us, and we thank you for your shed blood. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you all again for being with me here on Saturday. We're back here Saturday, next Saturday at 12 noon, as we're still in our lesson of fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. So join us, invite someone to be here with us. Remember, we have Sunday services tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're wrapping up our October prayers, you all, and I'm so excited. God has definitely kept us and carried us through the month of October, though tomorrow is the last day of October. We have 30 days of prayer this month, so I'm trusting God to take us on due to the 31st day. But in the meantime, you all, join us tonight at 6 p.m., for prayer. Bring it all. Bring it to the altar and leave it there and pick up what God has for us, which is the peace and life in abundance. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. The devil is already defeated, and you are already blessed because you are God's child. Amen. God bless you. Have a good one.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that.